Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
And now it's time for three big things on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one. Changes could be coming in the midst of the gambling scandal that's rocked the NBA in its opening week. Dozens of defendants connected to the NBA and the mafia accused of rigging poker games and sports bets. ESPN's senior NBA insider Sham Sharania on the needs for sport betting reform.
There's going to be changes to the gambling structures with sports books. There's already been conversations, from my understanding, that the league has had with the different sportsbook entities across the country and how they can help minimize situations like this so this does not become commonplace.
Wire fraud and money laundering are among the allegations in the indictments. Former Bucks guard Damon Jones, current Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier, and Portland Trail Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups are among those who were arrested. We'll dive into what exactly the former Bucks player is accused of doing and the cheating technology that was allegedly used in those poker games coming up at 1:15.
A retail giant nearing final approval for a store in Franklin. Costco looking to build a 162,000-square-foot building and gas station on the northwest corner of Drexel and 27th Street. The Franklin Plan Commission recommended approval for all outstanding development items, including a rezoning request, a conditional use permit, and a planned development overlay. If the plan gets by the Common Council, construction could begin in early of 2026. Number of locations in Waukesha County. We've got Menominee Falls and Pewaukee. It's about equal distance from our house. There's one in New Berlin, another planned for Oconomowoc. But this would be the first ever Costco in Milwaukee County.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Number three, for the first time in 5 years, the American Heart Association has revised its guidelines for CPR. The new recommendations reflect a troubling reality.
The original CPR guidelines issued in the 1960s focused on chest compression and mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. While that technique has been refined over the years, this is the first time the Heart Association has offered ways of recognizing opioid overdose and how to administer naloxone to reverse its effects.
ABC's Jim Ryan reporting there. There's also new guidance on what to do when someone is choking. A local physician will join us coming up at 1:45 to walk us through all of the new information. It's information that could save a life.